President Ahmadinejad starts its fourth round of provincial tours by arriving in Khuzestan province. Iranian lawmakers says Islamic Republic would support Syria in countering terrorists. Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister says Iran favors a shortcut solution to its talks with P5 plus one. Beijing says Washington is turning a blind eye to its human rights record. And anti-austerity protests cripple Europe. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, hello everyone and welcome to this edition of IRIN and English News with me, Niyaz Chitsas. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad started the fourth round of his regular provincial tours by arriving in the southwestern province of Khuzestan on Sunday. Upon arrival in Ahvaz Airport, the president was welcomed by a number of local officials. Addressing the people of Khuzestan province, the president said, "Turnout of 50 million people eligible to vote in the upcoming presidential elections would deal a heavy blow to the enemies." He said the Iranian people can change domestic and international situation to their favor through strong turnout in the upcoming presidential elections. He also called on political parties to come to the scene and avoid taking actions which might dissuade them. President Ahmadinejad recalled the remarks of the Supreme Leader on Nowruz holidays in Mashhad, encouraging all political parties to take part in the presidential elections, and said, "Political parties must encourage their followers to cast their votes to the ballot boxes." The chairman of Iran's Majlis National Security and Foreign Policy Commission says the Islamic Republic will completely support Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in countering the plots hatched by the enemies of the country. The lawmaker made the remarks in a meeting with Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim in Damascus on Sunday. Alauddin Bujeri said Iran believes Syrian officials and the nation are resistant to U.S. plots and through vigilance and unity can emerge from the ongoing crisis in their country in the best way. The Syrian minister for his part said foreign powers are trying to target Syria's strategic and key role in the region. Mualim added that his country is battling armed terrorist groups which receive military and financial aid from Syria's neighboring countries. He emphasized that the foreign-backed terrorists seek to destabilize security and stability in the crisis-stricken Syria. An Iranian deputy foreign minister says the Islamic Republic favors a shortcut solution to its long, drawn-out nuclear issue with the P5 plus one. Abbas Araghchi, who also represents Iran's foreign ministry in the nuclear talks with the P5 plus one group, said the shortcut solution would require Western governments to lift sanctions against Iran. Araghchi said during the latest talks in Kazakhstan, representatives of the P5 plus one were not ready enough and did not have the authority to reach a final agreement with Iran, and they needed to know the views of their respective governments. Iran and P5 plus one have held several rounds of talks, mainly over Iran's nuclear energy program. Before their April meeting, the two sides had met in Almaty on February 26 and 27. Iranians have marked the national day of Sheikh Saadi Shirazi to commemorate the classical medieval Persian poet, mystic, and metaphysicist. Many Iranian foreign literary scholars attended the commemoration ceremonies held in Tehran and the poet's hometown, Shiraz. The Center for the Study of Saadi in Shiraz hosted a program titled Saadi in Our Times that focused on the poet's influence on our modern literature, culture, and ethics. The 17th International Commemoration Ceremony of the famous Iranian poet was also held in Shiraz. Our correspondent Hajar Kujuri has more on the issue.
Commemoration ceremony of Saadi, the renowned Persian poet, was held at his mausoleum with the presence of Iranian and foreign poets, writers, and scholars. In this ceremony, two manuscripts of Saadi's masterpieces, Bustan and Gulistan, were unveiled. The scientific part of Saadi commemoration ceremony continued on the following day. This scientific gathering brought together some 300 Saadiologists and lovers of Persian literature. In this congress, Iranian and Turkish researchers delivered speeches on the key role of Saadi and his contemporary Turkish poet, Yunus Emre. The participants also visited historical and cultural monuments of Shiraz.
Saadi is very famous in France. You know, there is a former French president of the Republic in the 19th century. His name was Sadi Carnot. And Sadi was given by his father to celebrate this poet. It was translated into French in the 17th century. So it's the most ancient famous writer from Iran known in France.
We admire his poems very much. And we think, you know, that his poems still live on despite the passing of centuries, but he's still touching people everywhere in different languages.
Sadi has, as I said, given a lot of meaning, a lot of inspiration to livelihood. And you can even follow that when you bring up your children according to his philosophy of life, you know, this is the greatness of Sa'di.
Beijing has censured the U.S. for distorting China's human rights situation, saying Washington is turning a blind eye to its own rights record and accusing other countries of rights abuses. In a report released on Sunday, the Information Office of the State Council, or China's cabinet, stated that the U.S. military has flagrantly violated international human rights and its operations across the globe, and political donations in the United States have frustrated attempts to foster democracy there. The report entitled The Human Rights Record of the United States in 2012 also pointed to gun violence in the U.S. and described it as another instance of human rights violation. It stated that gun violence remains a major threat to the lives and safety of ordinary Americans. The document also cited the decreased turnout in the 2012 U.S. presidential election and said the U.S. government continues to constantly monitor the public, and political donations to election campaigns have excessive influence on U.S. policies. And now a recap of our top stories. President Ahmadinejad starts his fourth round of provincial tours by arriving in Khuzestan province. Iranian lawmaker says Islamic Republic would support Syria in countering terrorists. Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister says Iran favors a shortcut solution to its talks with the P5+1. Beijing says Washington is turning a blind eye to its human rights record. And anti-austerity protests cripple Europe. The death toll from an earthquake in China's southwestern province of Sichuan has reached 180, with more than 11,000 others injured. A 7.0 magnitude earthquake jolted Loshan County of Sichuan's Yan City at 8.02 a.m. Beijing time on Saturday. Some 2,000 aftershocks have been detected, with the biggest one being a magnitude of 5.8. Meanwhile, China's Ministry of Civil Affairs said on Sunday that more than 1.5 million people in Sichuan province have been affected by the strong earthquake. The worst of China's earthquakes in recent years happened on May 12, 2008, when an earthquake hitting Sichuan killed about 70,000 people, leaving at least 4.8 million people homeless. Bahraini security forces have once again clashed with anti-regime protesters hours ahead of the controversial Formula One Grand Prix auto race. The violence erupted on Sunday when police attacked protesters blocking roads in the capital Manama in protest against a Formula One race. The protesters also burned tires on roads and villages outside Manama. Protests have increased in Bahrain as the Manama regime prepares to host a controversial sporting event. Bahrainis have held several anti-fun rallies over the past few weeks, stressing that as long as there are oppression, arrests, and killings, there should not be a Formula One. Bahrain's main opposition bloc, Al-Wafaq, says more than 100 people have been arrested ahead of the race. Employees of three main airlines in the Palestinian-occupied territories staged a protest on Sunday in the occupied holy city of Al-Quds. The workers began an open-ended strike in protest of the Zionist regime's plans to ratify an open skies deal with Europe, which they see as a threat to their jobs. Chanting loudly, the protesters gathered around a large bonfire set up on the road. Scuffles also broke out with the security personnel.
I arrived and they told me to go to information, and at the information desk they told me that El Al was on strike, and so my flight was cancelled. And so now we've been waiting for about an hour and a half.
The UN Refugee Agency says racially motivated attacks have risen to alarming levels in Greece, and authorities are doing little to tackle the problem. Immigrants face growing hostility in Greece as a debt-laden country goes through its worst economic downturn in six decades.
The consequences of the economic crisis start spilling over on other social dynamics, including a worrisome and unprecedented rise of xenophobia and racism. The last incident took place in the region of Amaliada in the prefecture of the Peloponnese when three local managers of strawberry fields opened fire on a group of Bangladeshi workers, injuring at least 33 people and spurring fury and outrage among all political parties and local communities alike. The 57-year-old owner of the farm, who was arrested on Wednesday, has been charged as a moral accomplice to attempted manslaughter. In a delirium of racism burst, one of the three suspects is actually still awaiting trial for the assault last summer of an Egyptian man who this time had his head jammed into the window of a car door and was dragged along the road. Rising racism has been associated to a 4-year-long economic crisis, and even tourists in the Greek capital say that Greeks cannot take additional measures and should pay attention to this dangerous association. The Minister of Public Order described the shooting as attempted murder and condemned the economic exploitation of thousands of migrants. The wounding of immigrant workers has caused outrage from activists and human rights groups, but farm owners in the area have been cited for several years for alleged abuse of foreign workers. The economic crisis sees no color, origin, or authors for alleged abuse of foreign workers. The economic crisis sees no color, origin, or ethnicity, experts say, pointing to the fact that rising extremism combined with poverty and the lack of a well-organized and functioning state can create an atomic bomb ready to explode any time. The tranquility and peacefulness of central Athens on a shiny Saturday afternoon bears no resemblance to the tokens of extreme violence, even shootings with deaths, that took place in the region of Manolava just a couple of days ago. The racism expression of this violence, now experts say, is a byproduct of the economic crisis and will have to be treated as such. Lucas Romanos, Shabaka Kabar, Athens.
Thousands of French people on Sunday staged a demonstration in the capital, Paris, in a last-ditch effort to block a controversial bill on gay marriage. France has experienced huge protests against the same-sex marriage bill, including a rally on March 24, where police attacked thousands of participants with tear gas and batons.
We warned the president already back in November that we would not give up and that we would do anything to block this law and to have it withdrawn in case it passes. And now we are near the deadline, and it is precisely when you have to continue the campaign. The resolve and mobilization of our sympathizers are stronger than ever.
Il faut continuer de se battre, et la détermination et la mobilisation de nos sympathisants est plus forte que jamais.
Thousands of Spanish health workers and their supporters have staged a large demonstration in Madrid to protest the regional government's plans for privatizing healthcare services and austerity cuts. Protesters took to the streets, blowing whistles and chanting slogans such as "Nothing for the private sector." They marched from the leading hospitals of the capital to the Plaza del Sol Square in central Madrid. The government of Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has cut health spending by 7 billion euros a year, in an effort to squeeze 150 billion euros out of the recession-hit country's budget by 2014. The Spanish economy slid into recession in the second half of 2008, taking with it millions of jobs. Lufthansa has canceled nearly 2,000 flights scheduled for Monday after a German labor union called for a strike. The cancellation of flights comes after negotiations between the union and Lufthansa over wages and working conditions failed on Wednesday. The airline said only 20 of the 1,650 short-haul flights scheduled for Monday would operate. The labor union's chief negotiator also rejected an offer by Lufthansa to increase the pay of its employees by 0.4 to 0.6%. The union is demanding job guarantees and wage hikes of 5.2%. Economic trade ministers of member states of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, otherwise called the APEC, ended their annual meeting in Indonesia on Sunday. The talks focused on efforts to achieve regional economic integration, the development of infrastructure, cooperation and investment, streamlining regulations, and growth. APEC is a forum for 21 Pacific Rim economies seeking to promote free trade and economic cooperation throughout the Asia-Pacific region.
There is a broad convergence of views that the negotiation as it stands now is not on course to lead to a successful outcome at the upcoming MC9 on the 3rd until the 6th of December of 2013 in Bali. We call on WTO members to change the quality and level of engagement in order to expeditiously and effectively advance work. With the APAC economies representing more than half of the world's GDP and 44% of the world trade, APAC accepts responsibility to make significant contribution to securing tangible results at the upcoming MC9.
Anti-capitalism protesters rallied in the U.S. Capitol in protest at the recent secret meetings between the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, IMF, and the finance ministers of the G20 nations. The activists marched to the White House and Treasury Department to condemn the IMF and the World Bank's so-called spring meetings, on the sidelines of which the G20 representatives also met. And on that note, we come to an end of this edition of IRINN English News. Join us tomorrow with the latest updates. Goodbye now.